In the name of God, and welcome back again. To update you, after the closing of the polling stations, counting the results began immediately. According to the latest counts, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has so far garnered 66.19% of the votes. Based on an announcement by the head of the elections headquarters, Kamran Danishu, Mir Hossein Mousavi has gotten 31.06% of the votes. Mohsen Rezaei 1.88% and Mehdi Karoubi 0.88%. These are, of course, preliminary numbers based on a fraction of the votes counted. I repeat the numbers again. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has so far garnered 66.19% of the votes. Mir Hossein Mousavi has gotten 31.06% of the votes. Mohsen Rezaei 1.88%. And Mehdi Karoubi 0.88%. This was while earlier on Friday, Iran witnessed an unprecedented turnout in its presidential election. The polling time was extended several times to accommodate the massive lines of voters at polling stations. The Interior Ministry extended the polling time for several times until 10 p.m. and for as long as there were voters present at polling stations. Tens of millions of Iranians crowded the polls to take part in the election in which the incumbent president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, sought a second term in office while facing a challenge from ex-Prime Minister Mir Hossein Mousavi, ex-Parliament Speaker Mehdi Karoubi, and ex-IRGC Commander Mohsen Rezaei. After weeks of intense campaigning, the turnout appeared to be extraordinarily high, with polling stations packed all day long. Interior Minister Sadegh Mahsouli predicted that the turnout would be above 70%, which itself is a new record. If no candidate gets the absolute majority of 50% of the votes plus one in the first round, the two front runners will face a runoff on June 19. Counting the votes began immediately after the polling stations closed their doors. The Interior Minister also announced that the election went calmly across the country with no violation reported. He added that the opponents of the Iranian nation were trying to convince voters not to participate in the polls by spreading rumors and by questioning the soundness of the election. He said, however, by their enthusiastic and massive participation, the nation showed they completely trust the fairness of the election. So the Mahsouli stressed that the massive participation of people in the election would certainly enhance national unity, help eliminate foreign threats, and increase the nation's hope for a future.
Participating and casting our votes is a sign of sovereignty and a sign of people's win to have a democratic and free country. In fact, when people decide their own fate and future, this leads them toward a future that they are looking for. Therefore, elections are the main characteristics of a democratic country. I think everybody should support whoever gets elected and try to help him to be successful in running the country. I think the other three nominees should also try to help the president during next 4 years.
Participation in elections, especially presidential elections, is our absolute right, a right that paves the way for a better future, prosperity, and welfare. When we participate in the elections, we are highlighting two major factors. First, our main role in the major political events of the country, and second is that we are following the leader's guidance in different issues.
With the massive participation in the presidential election, we can disrupt enemy schemes who have tried to damage the Islamic Republic and its great nation. In fact, the election shows the Iranian people's choice and power to elect a candidate who has all the characteristics required of a president. Therefore, this massive participation is a sign of unity and high political maturity of our people. Of course, I should stress, when the president is elected by a majority vote, all the people, whether they are the president's fan or not, should respect him and his program. And of course, the president should and must stick to his promises and commitments he made during the campaign. And finally, I want to stress that the elected nominee is not a winner of this presidential vote. People are the major winner in this democratic country.